Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Welcome to America's Dining and Travel Guide with your host, Pierre Wolf, heard live for 2 hours every week. You're always invited to join the conversation. Call Pierre live at 1-855-4-BIZ-TALK. That's 855-424-9825. And now, here's your host, Pierre Wolf.
Hello, America, coast to coast, broadcasting here on Biz Talk Radio, and welcome to America's Dining and Travel Guide. Not quite Pierre Wolf, but just about as close to him as you can get. This is Ron Wolf, or if my father was on this program today, he would introduce me, no doubt about it, as Ronald Pierre Wolf. Now, that always makes me think that I'm in trouble when your parents use your middle name, but certainly my namesake represents my dad. Dad is actually in the hospital recovering from some health issues, so we all wish him the very best as a speedy recovery, but it is my pleasure to be taking over the seat of the Wolf Den and broadcasting on this program. We've got a great show for everyone today. Really looking forward to this this first interview. I am joined today live by AJ Ratani. He and his wife, Natasha, are the authors of a fascinating blog online called The Two Idiots Travel Blog. So, AJ, welcome to the program. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, Ron.
Absolutely. No, it was really cool to learn about your blog and the amazing trip and travel that your wife and yourself have done with your 2-year-old son. I'll recount a story with my first child back when she was 1 year old. I got an assignment to live overseas in London for about 3 months, and my wife Ashley and our then 1-year-old daughter Devin and I were set to travel from Denver over to London, which is a decent duration flight. And I will tell you, AJ, I was worried about that flight for months, wondering what it was going to be like having a 1-year-old child, you know, with the neighbors and possibly crying the whole time, et cetera, et cetera. And of course, for the trip, Devin was absolutely angelic, almost made no noise at all. So I lost a lot of sleep for no reason. But let's turn this over to you. And why don't you tell me a little bit more about yourself and your family to start with, and then let's get into the trip.
Yeah, so I'm AJ. I grew up in Dubai, and I came to the United States 20 years ago, where I've been ever since. So traveling has always been a thing that me and my family used to do ever since I was very little. We live in Charlotte, North Carolina. We absolutely love the city. And that's where I met my wife, Natasha. Natasha is almost the exact opposite from a travel perspective. She did not travel as much growing up. And in fact, on this trip, she was probably like what you described, the anxious and reluctant traveler. And actually, she did not believe that we were going to go on this trip until the very end. The other thing I can assure you about Natasha is she is a lot more entertaining than I am. But, you know, I'm all you've got today. And, you know, finally, there's a third person on the trip, our little son, the real star of the trip. His name is Arav. He was almost 2 when we left. And you know, if there is somebody who was the biggest trooper throughout the journey we took. It was him.
Yeah, and it's great to have you on, AJ. We're talking with AJ Ratani, who's the author, along with his wife, of TwoIdiotsTravel.com. That's the number two, idiot, plural, idiotstravel.com. And it's all about this amazing family with Natasha and AJ together with their young son. And in 2017, you embarked on a journey around the world, visiting six continents, 31 countries, and 100 destinations. And AJ and I were chatting before the show started, and he said that their son has been on 64 airplane flights. Oh, my goodness, that makes me embarrassed that I was really nervous about one. So quite amazing. So tell us, how did you decide to go on such a long trip with a young child?
Yeah, so I would say, you know, that was a two-part – I have a two-part answer for this. So we were, number one, we were at a good time in our life. So I had decided to leave a job I'd been at for 12 years and had saved up some money to travel and take a journey like this. At the same time, my wife, she was working part-time and taking care of her little one at home. So we both were at a good time to both sort of take a break, leave, travel for a while, and then come back. And then and our son was so young at that time that when we started talking to our friends about taking a journey like this, they thought that we were crazy, and they thought we were two idiots, which is sort of why the name
which is why
the Two Idiots Travel Blog stuck, right? After doing the trip, we absolutely don't believe we were idiots, but I think it's a funny name and a memorable name. The other thing that we also realized, so my wife and I had been talking about taking a journey like this for several years. And, what we realized as we had these conversations was there's never really a good time to do something like this. When we were young, we didn't have any money, so it's almost impossible to take a journey like this. And we also want to build a career, so don't want to take too many big breaks. When a child was born and when he was young, you're always worried about their safety and worried about how they would behave on a flight and, some of the things you just talked about. Or when you're older, you worry about their school, like how do you take them out of school? So I think, no matter how old your child is, you can always come up with a reason not to do something like this. We chose to stick to the positive and try and say, let's figure out the reason to do this. And because of that, we decided to take this journey.
Yeah, you I really respect that. And I like to say life is worth living, but you got to make a run at it, right? Sometimes you got to take some chances. You got to follow your heart. And I have so much respect to you and your wife for doing this. It's inspirational in my mind. And, this program's all about food, travel, and adventure. And I have a feeling you got a heavy dose of all three of those.
We do.
So we'll move it. We'll cover what we can in the rest of this segment. But let's start talking about some of the destinations. Tell us about your path and where this trip had you visit.
Yeah. So we decided to really travel the world, and just like you mentioned, we went to six continents. We went to 31 countries. And we sort of did a bit of everything. For example, we went to some amazing cities all the way from Vancouver to Sydney and Hong Kong. We saw some amazing natural wonders of the world, like Victoria Falls in Zimbabwe. We went to the Galapagos Islands, which we can talk about. This is probably one of the hardest places to travel to with a child. we saw some amazing archaeological destinations that taught us a ton about human history. So some examples were like Pompeii in Italy, and learned a lot about Inca civilization in Peru. And we even took a safari with our child in Botswana. So, and as we planned this trip, one of the things that we thought about was how do we make sure we have summer for 9 months consecutively? So we were essentially chasing summer, and so what we did was when we left in July, we stayed in the Northern Hemisphere until September, end of September, October, and then moved to the equator and sort of moved to the Southern Hemisphere in November, December, Jan, Feb, and March. And so, you know, we've now that we come back to Charlotte, we haven't had a winter in almost 2 years. So I'm not exactly looking forward to what's coming in the next couple of months here.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, one of the things, because I'll say for me personally, I actually love all four seasons, having been born and raised in Denver, Colorado, where we get wonderful weather really year-round, but we certainly get snow and we get cold. And if I think about, you know, trying to pack, if you will, for a round-the-world trip, that can be pretty challenging based on all of the climates and what to take. And I'm sure you had to limit, you know, the amount of suitcases and stuff that you could take, correct?
Yeah, so packing, you know, it's one of the most common questions I get. Like, packing was an interesting challenge for us. I give all credit to Natasha, because she was really the one in charge of packing. I was the one in charge of the planning. We took two bags, mainly, so two carry-on bags, and really put everything we could in there. So we had, the funny thing to your point was, we sort of had to pack for four seasons, even though we avoided winter everywhere we went. We still went to places like Iceland, where it's super cold, even in summertime. And so, you know, we tried to pack as less as we could. Wherever we traveled, we did not buy a bunch of stuff. The only thing we actually got back was a souvenir. And so we have a magnet from every place that we traveled. And so if you look at our fridge now, it's completely stacked with magnets from countries and cities across
the world. Exactly, AJ, that's exactly like my refrigerator. I love traveling, collecting magnets. That's great. Listen, we're coming up against the break here, so we're looking forward to continuing a conversation with you in a couple minutes on America's Dining and Travel Guide.
Heifer believes all people deserve dignity, opportunity, and a future free from hunger. That when people are provided the right tools, education, and livestock, they will transform their lives. Since 1944, Heifer International has given help, healing, and hope to millions of impoverished families in the U.S. and worldwide. You can visit heifer.org to purchase a gift that grows. It may just be the best gift you'll ever give, the gift of everlasting change.
You like business content? I mean, if you didn't like business content, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? What if I can give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizBot is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to bizvod.com and enter promo code radio. That's BIZVOD.com, promo code radio.
Whether you travel for business, vacations, weekend breakaways, romantic interludes, or family adventures, you'll learn about unique destinations and tips to make your travel smooth, efficient, hassle-free, and inspirational when you listen to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Enjoy our fast-paced show, traveling from beaches to mountaintops, cities to fairy tale castles, whether you're traveling for business or adventure. So pack your bags and join us.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents.
patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Good afternoon, America. You're listening to America's Dining and Travel Guide on Biz Talk Radio. This is Ron Wolf, substituting for my father, Pierre Wolf, as he recovers from some health concerns. And I have the pleasure of being joined today live by A.J. Ratani, who, with his wife, Natasha, have created a blog online. You can find it at Two Idiots, plural, twoidiotstravel.com. And A.J. Helped me understand why such a unique title was given. Some people thought they were a bit crazy for taking their two-year-old on a around-the-world vacation, which absolutely sounds amazing to me. You know, I have memories, A.J., from traveling with my father, you know, in the restaurant business. We would consistently go to Europe to, you know, find out the latest and greatest that was happening in the world of French cuisine, which is what Pierre did for decades here in the Denver area. And I remember I would get so bored, because I was so young, of these long conversations with chefs and owners, that I would literally push the plates out of the way and fall asleep at the table. So that was my strategy as a young child to get through it. But I certainly wasn't 2 years old. Give us some of your, you know, tips and tricks to people listening out there on, you know, how to travel with a two-year-old and make that an enjoyable experience.
Yeah, so, you know, let me start by saying that traveling with a child is never easy. So, you know, even though he's been on, you know, 64 flights and, you know, we've taken a journey around the world, I want to make sure I don't give the impression that it was a breeze for us. Traveling with a child is definitely hard. The reason we did it is because the memories you build and the resiliency you build in a child and the flexibility you build as parents was completely worth it. It was probably the most amazing journey we will ever take in our life. So I think I just want to make sure I clarify that traveling with a child is actually hard. You know, some of the things that we realized and learned, you know, as we were traveling and throughout our trip was, you know, number one, especially when you travel in a plane or, you know, with other passengers around, don't focus on them. Focus on your child. There's this tendency to worry a lot about what other people think. And I can tell you that does not get you anywhere. In fact, if anything else, it might create a more frustrating reaction towards your child. And if your child is throwing a tantrum or not happy, like, that's not the time to worry about what other people are thinking. Let's figure out how to get him to a good place. The other thing I would say, so in this scenario, is make sure you're being flexible with the child and really going with the flow. So, you know, like, the if you attempt to put your child on a schedule, especially when you travel, it never works out well. I've heard parents that, you know, would go back home during the day and leave a tour because they needed to give their child an afternoon nap. And our personal opinion is, if you're traveling with your child, let them be on your schedule and just go with the flow with respect to what they want. If they are tired, they will fall asleep in the stroller. You don't have to go home.
Right.
You don't have to go home to give them a nap, because children just sort of go and do whatever you want them to do as long as you let them do it.
Yeah, that actually makes a lot of sense. And even though you hear a lot of parents talk about the importance of a schedule, you know, time zone differences, all those things, it actually makes a lot of sense. Hey, I'm speaking with A.J. Ratani, who with his wife Natasha are the authors of TwoIdiotsTravel.com. They have an amazing story of going on a round-the-world trip with their son at 2 years old, again covering 6 continents, 31 countries, and 100 destinations. Since we love talking about travel and we love talking about food, A.J., let's talk a little bit on the food side. You visited all these countries, all these continents. Give us a couple food experiences where you really had an amazing food experience.
Okay, so I tell you, food. You know, we call this trip a 9-month food tour, and you know, me and my wife are both foodies, and we absolutely love trying out all kinds of foods across the world. You know, one of the surprising things from our trip, though, was if you ask me what is your favorite place to have food, our answer, both of us agreed, was China. And, you know, this is surprising to a lot of people. Yeah, because if you especially try Chinese food in the U.S., it's nothing like what you get in China. China has some of the most diverse food you can imagine, and it's a huge country, so they have food from all across the world. And especially if you go to a city like Shanghai, you're going to try, like, different foods from the western parts of China or, you know, the northern parts of China or, you know, the seafood from close to the coast where they are. And a couple of unique experiences. Like, you know, if you ask me what is the most interesting food that I tried on the trip. So we were in Beijing. And, you know, we were going down one of the tourist areas of Beijing. And when you go, there is a market, right? And there's a market of vendors that sell all kinds of unique foods. And, you know, probably when you think about food in China, that's some of the things you think about is unique foods. And so we go into these stalls that had different types of insects and caterpillars and scorpions.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah, and I'm walking by, and this guy is like, Scorpion's very tasty. And so I look at these bunch of scorpions put on a stick. So think about a skewer of 3 scorpions each. Yeah. And he's like, look, this is super tasty. And it looked decent. Like you could actually see the scorpion. But what they had done was they had fried the scorpion and seen that they had put some sort of a spicy some spices on it. So he's like, look, it's crunchy and good. So I'm like, what the heck, right? Like, where would I ever get a chance to try a scorpion in the world? And so, you know, my wife is recording this thing. I get the skewer of scorpion, and I have no. I'm like, I hope I don't have to call an ambulance today. And I take a bite, and in fact, the scorpion turned out to be super delicious. Like it turned out to be like spicy chips, almost.
Wow.
I was super surprised, like how, like an insect could be that delicious. And you know, I actually ate all 3. You know, my wife clearly did not try it. So that was probably one of the most interesting experiences.
Let me just interject here. That's just fascinating. Fried scorpions. I love the show is taking us to new levels for sure. we're talking with A.J. Ratani, with his wife, is the author of TwoIdiotsTravel.com. I want to make sure I give you a chance, A.J., to talk a little bit more about your travel blog before we run into the half an hour mark here. So you got about 30 seconds or so. Give us an overview of your blog.
Yeah, so when we came back, you know, we thought about, you know, a bunch of people asked us questions about how we traveled with a child, and we had learned a ton. And so we decided to create an online resource for people to come and, you know, look at our experiences and also learn from them. you know, we hope that if you are a parent that is about to have children or you have young children, that you don't put off travel just because you have kids. And I hope that the blog is really inspire you and to not lose, you know, these precious years that you have. And you don't look back 5, 6, 7 years later after your child is older and say, man, I wish I could have traveled when they were younger.
Absolutely. Nope. It's a great resource. AJ, appreciate you joining here on America's Dining and Travel Guide. It's been a great chat about traveling with youngsters. Stay tuned for more on the other
side. My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682, 1-800-591-1682.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductible supply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Welcome back to the second segment of the first hour of America's Dining and Travel Guide. Greetings, everyone. This is Ron Wolf. You're not hearing Pierre Wolf today. Pierre's a little under the weather. He happens to be my father. And so I am back at the helm doing the nationally syndicated America's Dining and Travel Guide, heard every week at this time on your radio dial and over the internet, 3 to 5 Eastern time every Sunday, where we talk about food, travel, wine, adventures, and the spirit of good life, I would say. I have the honor of being joined by my nephew, Chris Herman, who is Pierre Wolf's grandson. So you got some generations of wolves on the phone today and on your airwaves. So we just spent the last half an hour talking about Italy. And after I'm done with this radio program, I'm going to go raid my refrigerator because I'm starving hungry already. But that's what happens when you talk about great parts of the world with regard to food, cuisine, and travel and adventure. What we're going to do with the second half of the show is talk about some personal experiences both Chris and I have had and kind of share our passion, our shared passion with Pierre for food and travel and adventure. So since we were in Italy, I'm going to say a quick story about an experience I had in Sicily. So we were in the town of Syracuse in American, which is kind of on the southern eastern part of the island of Sicily. My wife and I were there. We didn't speak a lick of Italian and found ourselves, we'd asked somebody for, you know, a good seafood restaurant. It's right on the coast, so it probably can't go wrong. And we ended up in a pretty small place. And the waiter, we sat down. The waiter came over, and the menu was 100% in Italian, so we were not in a good way. And I think I believe the word for fish in Italian is pesce or something similar. So I just said that word, and the waiter didn't speak any English, and so we realized we had a communication problem. And so he gestures for us to get out of our chairs, to get up and follow him, and so we did. And he took us to the kitchen, which could not have been bigger than a small walk-in closet in the United States. Open the door. There's one chef there with, like, you know, a small little cooking platform and a refrigerator. The chef opens the refrigerator, which was full of whole fish. And so the chef just points to which one we wanted. And we actually saw some squid in there. And I happen to be a great lover of squid. And so we pointed to the squid. I think my wife Ashley pointed maybe to a sea bass or something wonderful, wonderfully fresh. And I will tell you this, the squid that came out, it was roasted squid. And so you think of your normal calamari, which was breaded. This was not breaded at all. But it did have those ring pieces, but it was lightly roasted in olive oil, and it was the most tender squid I have ever had. So that's the first story from me. Chris, let's hear one from you.
Wow, my mouth is watering right now. That sounds absolutely fantastic. So I'd actually like to share a story that's actually really connected to my grandfather and to you as well, Ron. So I guess a quick history lesson is that we have family friends who live in Lyon, France, the Pontonniers, and I had the awesome opportunity to actually spend 3 days with them in Lyon while I was studying in Madrid. And actually, when Ron was in high school, Francis Pontonnier actually stayed in Denver for, I think, a month or two. And so this connection goes back a great length. So they invited me over to their house, and I flew in, and I was expecting sort of to, you know, maybe go out to dinner or whatever. But instead, we actually go to their house, and Francis's wife had been cooking this meal for the entire day, lamb and potatoes, just traditional home-cooked French food. And all of a sudden, she comes out with these stuffed tomatoes that I really had never experienced that. The tomatoes are actually stuffed with lamb vegetables. It was maybe the most delicately sort of prepared meal that I had ever experienced at the time, and it really just sort of brought full circle this really cool generational family experience. Hopefully they're listening in Lyon. If they're not, that they can tune in, because I know that it was an experience that I'll never forget. And it's just really fantastic. And it's all thanks to, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say that's one of the great things about being welcomed into someone's home, especially in a foreign country, is the experience that you're going to have. And you're not in a restaurant, so you're going to eat food that they eat. You're going to eat food that they make on a regular basis that is real, authentic cultural food, Chris. So what a great story. And as we're talking here, I'm just pulling up my map online, and I see Lyon and our great friends, the Pontonniers. I've had some great meals and great fun with them. And just looking on the map, about an hour to east and a little bit north is an area that's right on the Swiss-French border, quite close to the city of Geneva. But outside of Geneva, a little bit south, maybe again an hour south, a bit closer to Lyon, is an old city called Annecy in France. And Chris, remember we had a great trip with my mom and my dad, Pierre and Jean, to that part of the world. What do you remember from that trip?
Well, that trip is particularly special because it was sort of the whole family, all 11 of us. We all traveled together. And we stayed in an awesome spot, actually on Lake Annecy. There are a couple really cool things about that lake. So the town of Annecy is really well known for a medieval fortress that's sort of built in this inlet of water, and it's shaped like a triangle. It was built to be sort of impenetrable. And I remember just walking down the cobblestone roads during a market and just smelling all these fresh smells. And Opa, Pierre, my grandfather, was just talking about how it reminded him of the past and how this is the sort of, instead of doing anything touristy, his favorite thing was to just walk amongst the people and be like the people who were actually living in the city. So it was truly an epic experience. And I just remember always being full for that entire 10-day trip. I don't think I ever said, "Hey, I need more food." And speaking of that, just across the lake from where we were staying is Chateau Saint Bernard, which is, as you can guess, where the Saint Bernard dogs sort of got their name, those Saint Bernard rescue dogs. And fun fact, I learned this while we were there. It is also the influence or the sort of inspiration of Walt Disney's Sleeping Beauty castle. So that was that area of the world is just so amazing. The list goes on with the connections. On that same trip, we visited Chamonix, which is a mountain town in the French Alps that actually Vail, Colorado took a lot of inspiration from there as well. And so when we were walking down those streets, it just felt like we were transported right back to somewhere that we call home. But yeah,
absolutely.
Thanks for bringing that trip up. It was fantastic.
It was a great trip, and Lake Annecy, right near Geneva, is a wonderful part of Western France, again, right near the Swiss border, with access to all of these wonderful alpine towns. And Chris, remember all of the paragliders and hang gliders when we were visiting Chateau Saint Bernard. The sky was full. It was a beautiful blue sky day. I think we were there in June, if memory serves. And I'm talking 50 to 100 paragliders just launching off of some of the local hills, and just makes a really, really amazing backdrop. So I know that you also, Chris, I think you mentioned you did some time in Madrid. Any stories or memories from Madrid you want to share?
Oh, absolutely. Another place that's just full of memories. But just to really connect it to the food of Madrid, something that Spain is really famous for is their tapas bars. And so instead of going out and eating a huge meal, you go and you enjoy your time with your friends or your family at about 8 or 9 p.m., right? And you have a cocktail and you just eat these tapas. So it could be jamón ibérico or some papas fritas. And it's just such an amazing atmosphere, and the ambiance is so casual, and everyone's just there to have a really good time. The smiles on everyone's faces are amazing. One place in particular that I'd like to talk about is Mercado San Miguel, which is actually right in the heart of Madrid, very close to the Plaza Mayor. And I actually went there with my best friend Sina, flew out from Colorado to come visit me and go to a Real Madrid soccer game. We actually went to Mercado San Miguel just before we went to the game, and still to this day, when we reminisce, it's one of his favorite one of his favorite food memories was just walking around and picking out which piece of ham we wanted them to cook for us. I mean, it was truly remarkable.
Thank you, Chris. Another great memory. And welcome to America's Dining and Travel Guide. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Thanks, everyone.
In 1925, Broadmoor Hotels founder Spencer Penrose built a honeymoon lodge high atop Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado. Today, you'll find the Broadmoor Hotel and Resort as one of our nation's most highly rated resorts. 5 diamond and 5 stars, outstanding cuisine, a magnificent new infinity pool, world-class golf and tennis, and a state-of-the-art spa. Visit the Broadmoor with its breathtaking mountain environment in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Avail yourself of family packages and summer specials at the Grand Dame of the Rockies, the Broadmoor Hotel. Enjoy Rocky Mountain grandeur at the Broadmoor Hotel. For more information, call 1-800-634-7711. That's 1-800-634-7711. For those of you who've never visited Colorado or Colorado Springs, visit the internet at www.broadmoor.com.
Hever believes all people deserve dignity, opportunity, and a future free from hunger. That when people are provided the right tools, education, and livestock, they will transform their lives. Since 1944, Hever International has given help, healing, and hope to millions of impoverished families in the U.S. and worldwide. You can visit heifer.org to purchase a gift that grows. It may just be the best gift you'll ever give, the gift of everlasting change.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Welcome back to America's Dining and Travel Guide, hosted today by Ron Wolf, Pierre Wolf's son. Pierre's a little under the weather today, so we wish him a speedy recovery, and I'm joined by Pierre's grandson, Chris, and my nephew, Chris. Chris, how are you enjoying broadcasting with me today? Pretty fun, isn't it?
Well, it's absolutely great. It's just a cool way to bring everything together as a family.
Well, and it's also when you're doing a show live and you look back at how well my father and your grandfather does at these shows, it's pretty inspirational in terms of his knowledge and what he's accomplished in his life. We're telling stories here about trips that we've had and some of our favorite experiences with regard to cuisine and travel. We focused a lot so far on Europe, and so we're going to get out of Europe. And both Chris and I, you know, have a passion for Europe, but as well as the United States and other parts of the world. So I'm gonna transport us over to the country of Israel and initially the city of Jerusalem. I must quickly say our hearts go out to the community in Pittsburgh for that senseless act of violence, which is so plaguing our country. But talking about Israel and an amazing trip I took with my dad, Pierre Wolf, several years ago, Jerusalem is maybe the most amazing place I've ever stepped foot into. I would say that right out of the gate. We're talking about old medieval cities. That's what this is. And it's really old. It has a lot of unbelievable history for people who are religious and of any type of religion, by the way, or people who aren't religious. It's a walled city. It's like a walled medieval city. Now, one of the things that Pierre loves to do when he travels is go to markets. I would say that's probably his number one favorite thing to do. To go see the people, to go to the stalls and see what they're selling, and the spice markets and the meat markets, and to see the different meats and how they're presented. And many, many presentations are very, very different and sometimes shocking to people from the United States who have not traveled overseas. And so we went to the market in Jerusalem, which I will tell you is really big and highly chaotic. There are no it's pedestrian only. There are no cars, and there's no sense to where the paths lead. So you can very easily get lost because it's a really, really big market. And in fact, at one point, we did get lost. But it was a really fun getting lost until one of us had to go to the bathroom. And finding a bathroom in a market in Jerusalem is not easy because there are none, or if they're there, you don't know where they are. What was funny, we decided to we found this ramp going up. And really what the ramp was going up to was the roof of a building in the middle of this market. And it was outside. The stalls were outside. We go up and we see a door open probably 100 yards across this roof. And we walk across, walk in this door, and we immediately walk into a religious procession in process. And they were African Jews. And we literally walked right in. It was and right into the front of where, you know, this kind of religious procession was taking place. Luckily, there was a bathroom right around the corner. But oh my gosh, what an amazing kind of cultural experience. But the food in the whole of the Middle East, and Israel's no exception, is absolutely amazing, right? From your falafel to the hummus and everything in between. It's just a fantastic place to visit culturally, and of course with food and drink on the mind as well. So, Chris, I think you've got a place that you want to transport us to now. What's up next?
So, I would actually like to bring us to Costa Rica, and I'm actually a middle school teacher, and I had the good fortune to be able to take your son and a group of his friends to Costa Rica. On a travel trip, which was just spectacular. And one of the main highlights was we were actually in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, which is – we actually went zip lining. And when we got done zip lining through the trees, our tour guide actually took us to a little sort of treehouse in the middle of this forest where we were tasked to make homemade tamales. First of all, I had never made a tamale in my entire life, even though I really enjoy them. But it was such an awesome experience to bring 18, 12, and 13-year-old kids to a different country and then actually not only get to eat their food and enjoy the food of Costa Rica, but actually get to participate in making the food and sort of getting to see what goes into it and just sort of the care and all the fresh just ingredients that are just so wonderful that we sort of miss here in America when we're always on the go and we're just eating just to fill our bodies. Just sort of the beauty of the process of making food, I guess it was definitely lost on me, and I'm sure it was lost on a lot of these middle schoolers. So it was so cool to really be in the moment and be creating the food that we were going to eat. And it was just a wonderful experience.
Chris, you're so right. And you know, so much of life is centered around food. And a lot of times here in the United States, we are in a hurry and we're looking for things quickly. But the ability just to take a step back, relax, take your time, get involved with making the food, really, in my mind, makes eating the food even better, right? When you've had a hand in creating whatever that masterpiece is you're going to put in front of you. And what a cool part of the country. I've actually never visited Costa Rica. What other kinds of food do you recall, Chris, from there?
So each part of Costa Rica is actually very different. So we started our trip in a place called Tortuguero, which is in the northeast corner. And it's a two-hour boat ride in a speedboat just to get through the main through this nature reserve in order to get to this little tiny island town of Tortuguero, which is where actually the sea turtles breed. And so unfortunately we weren't there during the breeding period or when they were laying their eggs and seeing the procession. But just in that area in general, it's very seafood heavy, while in Monteverde it's very like corn based, very little seafood, even though, you know, the way the crow flies, it's only about a 2-hour drive away. You just can't get there because the entire country is blocked off, or not blocked off, but cut down the middle with a massive mountain range.
Yeah, and I've heard that there's lots of rice and beans as part of the normal kind of cuisine that they eat there. Is that true?
Yeah. That's the staple with every meal, rice and beans, and then you get your protein based on sort of the area that you're in.
So I'll go as the waning seconds of America's Dining and Travel Guide this afternoon. I will go up to Mexico and recall this amazing octopus ceviche I had. This is Ron Wolf, along with Chris Herman, wishing everyone well for the rest
the
of the Sunday.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.